It's the observation deck with Monto.
Stupid!
Thank you, stupid.
Stupid.
You're stupid.
Got a little more of some EA Fight stuff that we didn't get to yesterday. We'll play that at 6:35.
I've been quoting those.
I think you'll enjoy it.
Since yesterday.
You got me angry.
Yeah, you got me angry.
Stupid. I called a lot of things and pets stupid yesterday.
Hopefully your pets.
Not random ones walking. Yeah, I didn't just, as people were
just
walking
at the
their
park,
dog.
Just stupid.
Your Pomeranian stupid, Janet. No, I didn't do that. But yeah, we'll play some of that here in just a bit.
Can't wait.
Well, I got a couple of things here to make you guys feel a bit old.
Uh-oh. Mm.
Did you realize the milestone we hit yesterday?
I saw this floating around social media, yes.
So, we're halfway through 2025, which means 182 days have passed this year. We have about 182 left. That means we are officially closer to 2050 than we were the year 2000.
The year I graduated high school.
Yeah.
In the year 2000.
Now, that message you've seen on Twitter, Mino, has been floating around for a couple of weeks. So people have had a hard time really nailing down exactly when that was going to be. I had a buddy try to convince people that like 2 weeks ago that this moment had passed, and people had to tell him, hey, we're not even in July yet.
Is this like the...
How would that have already passed?
You remember that Powerball meme from a few years ago that got Danny? That the Powerball was like, I don't know, $1 billion or something. And it was, if you gave everybody in the world, if you split this up, everybody could get like $2.5 million. It's like, no. Do it, sir. Do the math. Like, no, everybody would get about $2.
Yeah, we
would
get $1.
50 cents.
I do remember that now that you bring it up. But yeah, that one gets me just like, yeah, I mean, thinking about a person that was born in the year 2001 in my brain, I'm like, okay, so they're what, 9? No, they're actually well above the drinking age.
Yeah, my brain can't compute people that were born in the 2000s yet. Cooper Flagg was born in 2006.
Yeah.
We were seniors in high school when Cooper Flagg was born.
Yeah. I mean,
Sean was working here.
Yeah, I'd been working here for over 5 years.
I mean, he's playing with teammates that were drafted when he was in pre-K. I mean, Anthony Davis and Kyrie were both early 2010 draftees.
Yep.
I think I saw the note that there's either 4 or 5 players in the NBA that have been playing since before Cooper Flagg was born.
I mean, Bron, obviously.
LeBron, yeah. Chris Paul, Lowry, I think. He's still kicking around.
Dan Marino.
Vince Carter, give it one more.
Nah, he doesn't have one more left in him.
But yeah, when that finally hit, I was like, yeah, we're getting further and further down the road here. I don't like where we're headed. But we do have this coming back, which I think will make us all happy, as Chuck E. Cheese is doing a bit of a pivot. So Chuck E. Cheese is opening a spinoff aimed at adults called Chuck's Arcade, which will be a modern day love letter to the games and people who made Chuck E. Cheese great. It's going to be a arcade with old arcade games from back whenever we were going there in the 80s and 90s. There'll be some newer things as well, like Connect Four Hoops.
Okay.
Sounds pretty fun.
Yeah, I like both of those things.
And it'll have your old school, you know, the Chuck E. Cheese animatronic guy there, the really creepy band that always made people feel a little uneasy.
Oh, Rockafire Explosion from Showbiz Pizza. I guess then it became Chuck E. Cheese. You guys remember Showbiz or just Chuck
E. Cheese?
I think they were
different. There was Showbiz, there was Funtime Pizza,
I think
and Chuck E. Cheese.
Showbiz was the original one with the animatronic band. In fact, there's a great weird documentary called Rockafire Explosion where this dude found one randomly and he programmed it to current day hits.
He's playing Usher, Loving This Club. That was pretty
fun.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, they've been trying to figure out a way to, you know, obviously adapt to the new era where arcades aren't necessarily where kids or people want to go.
There's so many, like, barcades, though. I know that there's Cidercade out by us in Arlington. There's one in Fort Worth. We had Free Play, which
has Free Play's
been,
a big one.
It's been at a ticket stock a number of times. And that's always, for an adult, that's a fun date night.
Yeah, you get to drink and you get to play games for free at these places.
Exactly.
Which, yeah, that's, I guess, where people are having to, you know, go now, because you're not really appealing to kids anymore the way that you used to. Because why would you go to an arcade and, you know, go play the Simpsons side-scroller game when you can stay at home and put on a VR helmet and kill your buddies for 5 hours?
Tell you what, though, we take our kids maybe once a month to some of those I just mentioned.
Yeah.
They love it. They think it's great. They think it's awesome to play games well before they were born, and they find joy in it. And there's a lot of parents that do the same thing. So I think that there is a market for kids to still enjoy the arcade
console.
But
do you think there's enough, like, where they would want to go back to, like, keep these places in business?
Well, my little
going
one
once a year.
My little one had a Chuck E. Cheese birthday, and it seemed like a hit for all her little friends when she was like six or something.
It's all about the sensory at that age. Like, you need to have a bunch of games, the animatronics
stuff going on.
Yeah, you have to, everything going on at once. And that's what was great about Chuck E. Cheese, is you had all those games. I remember my childhood was ruined when I was I was probably about 10 years old at a Chuck E. Cheese, and Chuck E. Cheese walked through the restaurant without his head on. It was just the dude in there.
Got a big lung dart hanging out of his lips.
Like, he's walking through. If you're in the back, I get it. Or if you're outside taking a smoke break, he's just walking through the entire place. I get to see this dude with a ponytail.
And then he touched you?
If he did, I've suppressed that memory.
Well, you said your childhood
was
ruined.
Well, yeah, because it's not actually Chuck E. Cheese.
He molested him, John.
He didn't do that. We're not going that far.
He threw little Mino in the ball pit.
Which always smelled like tinkle.
Yeah.
Probably because someone Mino was in there. Chuck E. Cheese was balling up on him.
Someone always tinkled in the ball pit. Or made to do.
But I remember, for our parents, you know, things had to be heightened with alcohol, a little beer.
Oh, yeah.
And then I think one thing they tried to do or really embrace as they were trying to get through COVID times, too, was the beer and then focusing on their pizza. Because
it's not bad.
Yeah. Their pizza's pretty good.
Can you order it to go?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I've always heard you can't get their pizza unless you, like, go there with a kid. Like, if you have your kids there.
Well, I wouldn't want to be the thing either. You have to go hire some six-year-old to get a large pizza.
Like, Baldy, let me babysit your kid this weekend. I don't know if there's an age cutoff. Little baby Baldy.
With a Bjorn.
I think right now is the perfect time, like, age of your kid, because they're in the potted plant phase, because you can put them somewhere and you can leave them and they're still there. So once they start walking, that's when the game changes.
I'll just leave her in the care of Chuck E. Cheese and hope she doesn't suffer the same fate as Mino.
Mm-hmm.
I see Tipsheet nodding his head because I saw little Brady running around in softball, and he's a handful, let me tell you.
He would love going to Chuck E. Cheese, though, if he's anything like his dad, because they have pizza.
Right.
Exactly. He is my kid.
Does it get better than pizza?
No,
it
ain't better than that.
Nothing better.
That's correct.
So far, there are 10... of these Chuck's arcades already opened across the United States, including one in Texas, in El Paso.
Okay.
So I'd be curious to see if we can get one around here in DFW. I'd go check it out.
I bet we can.
Just to see what's going on. Because, yeah, they had to file for bankruptcy during the COVID-19 pandemic. Hard to get a bunch of kids and adults into an arcade in the ball pit, because that just seems like a COVID Wuhan petri dish.
That is ground zero.
You might as well, just inject COVID right into your face if you're going to go
China.
Hang out in the ball pit during a pandemic. And, yeah, they've been dealing with massive losses since then. So interested to see where we can go with Chuck's Arcade. Our final story here in the O-Deck. Did you guys see this last week? I don't remember if it was covered on the Sweet Spot when you guys were doing your normal 1-3 shift. Did y'all cover Chris Robinson, the hurdler?
I don't think we did.
No.
So Chris Robinson was a hurdler who, during the Golden Spikes event on June 24th, was competing, and he had an unfortunate wardrobe malfunction.
Uh-oh.
Where he's running, and as he's hurdling, his shorts can no longer contain the Yeti cup he has between his legs. And it goes flying out. And much like when this happens to anybody, if it's big enough to become a problem for you while you're sporting, you're probably not going to be that upset that it happened.
And it starts creating a little drag.
Yeah.
It's knocking over each hurdle.
Yeah.
Like, this guy, honestly, should be considered a better hurdler than everyone because he has to clear it by just that much more each time.
He has two hurdles he has to clear.
He has his own, God self-imposed hurdle. And then the man-made hurdles. Well, this happened and everyone laughed. Well, now he's being offered, of course, advertisements.
Okay.
Promoting his manhood.
Ex-hamster?
As there's a couple of clothing companies, including the Magnum Pouch Ball Hammock, which is a pair of underwear, and they want this dude to model it for him. Which I don't know if you guys are wearing your ball hammocks right now. I didn't wear mine
again?
Today.
What are these again? I don't know what these are.
I would do lives for Magnum Pouch Ball Hammock.
Hey, guys. Sean here for Magnum Pouch Ball Hammock. Put in code Seabass at checkout.
Are you tired of your junk just falling out all the time? Well, guess what? There's a product for you.
Yeah, apparently the front pocket on the Magnum Pouch Ball Hammock is almost 50% larger than your standard underwear.
Dang.
Good.
Which, luckily for some of us, is not required. We can get by with the regular old
amount of
give in the front.
This one has a popsicle right on the
a
front.
A bomb pop. Yeah. Do you know what you're in for?
It's 4th of July weekend.
All right.
But yeah, there's been...
This one has an elephant tusk.
There's been multiple companies...
Hot dog.
Reaching out to him about underwear deals, and he's not saying no. He's told him, I'll at least hear you out, because, unless you're going to become, Usain Bolt, I imagine you're not going to become a multimillionaire as a track athlete.
As
so
a hurdler? Which
so
that,
why not?
That's a weird word.
I mean,
to say.
He's won a decent hurdler. Amount of money in prize money.
In hurdling?
And so far, he's made over $100,000 in prize money, but still, if you can get the ball hammock to get you a second condo in Miami, why not? So anyway.
If you're blessed physically with something, you should be able to make money off of it.
Cash in on that.
Yeah.
Right. Absolutely.
That's awesome. All right. Thank you, Justin.